My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Have you ever read Moby Dick? There's a part where the crew is on shore unloading cargo. One of the shipmates, known for his strength, is told to use a wheelbarrow to assist in the unloading. So he loads the wheelbarrow, straps it to his back, and doesn't see how it's helping. One of the reasons I love this is it points out that tools without education are useless. So how do you learn new stuff? My first suggestion is to relax about it. You'll make mistakes. That's, to my mind, the basic premise of education. There are some tools forgiving of mistakes, like socket wrenches, and others not so, like chainsaws. The last time I bought a chainsaw, it was from a relatively small outdoor equipment place. Every time they sold a chainsaw, they took 10 minutes to teach you how to use it. 10 minutes might not seem like a lot, but 10 minutes of focused instruction versus zero has a lot to do with why I, for one, haven't been hurt by a tool that can do serious damage really fast. So for a tool like a chainsaw, buy from a dealer who takes the time to teach as well as sell. For other tools, ask a friend to show you how. Even a tool that seems as basic as it gets, a hammer, for instance, involves technique. Loose grip close to the end of the handle, fluid swing. Let the hammer do the work. Lacking someone you can ask, try looking at YouTube videos. Know that every tool, from a screwdriver to a wrench, works best when in good repair. I remember being just out of high school and talking with a friend who was working for a house alarm company. He told me his boss was obsessive about keeping a good tip ground on the screwdrivers. We laughed about it together, but I remember thinking, "You can grind your screwdrivers?" It made me aware that every tool needs maintenance. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.